Hello, welcome to Extem Talk. Today is April 23rd, 2020, and I'm your host, Bray from InSadler. Today, we'll be addressing about how the federal government, when overreaching itself into the free market, has always ended badly, specifically now. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I am from the government, and I am here to help. President Ronald Reagan. Today, the government is worrisome. The Iraq War, the $2 trillion debt, and the Patriot Act should all serve as signs of this. However, government overreach in the economy is usually the most concerning. So today, we will look at two ways how the federal government, when overreaching itself, is mismanaging our economy. We can see that in two ways. First is the current $2 trillion COVID stimulus bill, and second is international efforts to limit the oil supply. Now onto our first point of the $2 trillion stimulus bill. Today, there is no greater example of government overreach than this recent bill. Not only is it a government bailout like that of 2008, but it was specifically made to be expensive, to be in the long term, or not specifically made, but with good intentions, with faulty data, with inadequate data, was made to cause suffering to Americans long term. This can be seen in the way how government is printing money. Now, according to the Mises Daily Wire this week, the federal government is doing two things. First is printing money, and second is by making bonds. Let's examine that first one of printing money. Now, according to the article, the federal government is currently printing money, specifically the Federal Reserve, the main bank of the United States, which is currently printing money in order to give Americans their stimulus checks, the ones that are supposed to have Donald Trump's head on them. But this is going to have less than desired effects. But let's look at the brother of this. Now, the article also states that the United States Treasury right now is printing government bonds. Government bonds pretty much being when the government gives you a bond in turn of your money. A bond is like, if you give the federal government $10, they give you a bond for $10. That is a sign that they'll pay you $10 back in the future with interest rate. And that is exactly what the Treasury is printing now. They're printing tons of government bonds. And then they're shipping these over to the Federal Reserve, as I previously said, the main bank of the United States, which will then distribute these bonds into individual Americans' bank accounts, such as your stimulus checks, and giving money or giving them as loans to various American businesses. So this, while having good intentions, is going to have worse effects. And we can see this because of inflation. So inflation is pretty much when there is an increase in the supply of money. In fact, giving out these bonds and printing money is arguably the worst thing we can do because it will cause inflation. By printing more money with what the Federal Reserve is doing right now, is going to cause the amount of money in circulation to go up. In turn, this is going to make prices go up. But the actual money in each American's bank account or each American's net worth is not going to go up with prices, making the buying power of the United States dollar less. But that's not it. Because as of right now, what's even worse than printing out more dollar bills is by making bonds. And this is because by printing in mass of these bonds, the government is creating a sense of money where there will be none. Let's take for Social Security, for instance. The Social Security Trust Fund is backed up in $2 trillion worth of IOU bonds. In other words, all that money you've been spending into Social Security all this time, the government has been using Social Security for the past couple decades as a money farm. They just take money to fund the military, some other products that they have, but then they replace that money with IOU bonds. But like with these IOU bonds, the federal government is not going to pay these bonds off. This is because as the federal government has $24 trillion in debt and an increasingly budget deficit, the government is not going to have the money to pay off these bonds in the future. They seem to have no intention of doing that. And why this is worse is because with bonds, they amount as physical dollars. So pretty much the Federal Reserve is doing, what the Treasury is doing, is making it seem like there's an increase in amount of dollars, which will never come. Now onto our second point of government overreach into the oil industry. As of according to the Wall Street Journal earlier this month, oil prices were falling as much as $10 in late March and early this month. Now, with this prompted many world leaders earlier this month from across various countries, specifically oil exporting countries, to reach an agreement to cut the supply of oil in the market in order to keep oil prices flat. This eventually backfired on them because oil prices have continued to drop. But this can actually seem to have a worse effect than it was intended to. For example, as the Mises Wire reported on April 20th, 2020, is what is happening now is the federal government is trying, one of the reasons why the federal government wants to keep oil prices up is in order to increase production and fuel. So what has been happening is the demand for oil has dropped. While prices are trying to be stay the same or be artificially high, the demand for fuel, such as that being used in cars and planes, has gone down because there has been a global halt in fuel usage. Now, what this has caused is that the price of oil to be sold as of right now has significantly dropped over the past couple months. However, the supply of oil or the price of oil has stayed the same, well, not stayed the same, but has dropped to a lesser extent than the price of fuel. Now, what this means, as the Mises Wire reports, is that the actual price of making or the actual price of selling fuel is less than actually buying the oil to make the fuel itself. So in other words, if many small businesses, gas stations, or gas companies were to start buying up oil, they would start losing money. And what this has caused on both ends is a loss in the amount of jobs due to oil prices falling and the amount in the oil industry, but also some job loss in the gas industry. So once again, we can see how the government has mismanaged the economy by overreaching itself in two ways. First is the recent COVID-19 stimulus bill. And second is government overreach into the oil market. And as it turns out, the most terrifying words you can hear from a bureaucrat is when he says, "I am from the government, and I am here to help the economy." Thank you. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. If you enjoyed, click the like button and leave a good review. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extemp Talk.